Before we start looking at spiritual life in the chart, we need to have a brief discussion about what is spiritual life in the first place. And contrary to common belief, spiritual life is not what happens to you when you walk past an MBS bookshop. Spiritual life is a strictly defined state of being. And for most people, riffraff like you and I, unless you're even more saintly than I am myself, spiritual life starts with death. It does not start before. Hence, many phrases in the Bible about unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground, etc., etc., etc. It is when we shuffle off this mortal coil that our soul is enabled to start walking forward on spiritual pathway. But we can fast forward the process a bit. And there are certain ways of doing this. So engaging in spiritual life in this lifetime. Now, how do we do this in the chart? And some people manage to do it without the benefit of going to an astrologer, which is very careless because it completely negates the first principle of spiritual life, which is to put money in astrologers' pockets. They have no sense of charity, these people, and will never go to heaven. Now, first step towards doing this is finding in the chart the pilot of the soul, Plotinus's phrase for it. There are many different terms for it, different places. The pilot on a ship is the guy who knows where it's going. This is a very important concept. We see it, for example, in many of the fixed stars. He's the wise guy. He's not the one who's rowing the oars. And the pilot of the soul is the one who can steer the soul to its appointed destination. He knows the way. So finding that in the chart is to locate what's called the Lord of the Geniture. So, and the three particular relics of this level of astrology which we have, which just do not belong, they come from a totally different place to anything else in our astrology, are the exaltations of the planets, the joys of the planets, the fact that each of the planets joys in one or other of the houses, and the seven key Arabian parts, the part of fortune and the six parts which are derived from it. These seven parts are very specifically the seven pillars of wisdom. They are what the world is based on.